Okay, true.
Okay, Paul, we need to work, can you roll call please?
Latrell. Barletta.
Here.
Lemon.
Here.
Cox. Here. Page. Here. Benoit.
Here.
Page.
Here.
Okay. Approval for the August 2010 meeting minutes?
No, just get that.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move into the discussion part of the stuff that we are. Let me first, before we get started with what we have here in writing, let me just go ahead and open the floor. Does anybody have anything they want to add, say, about either what we're going to discuss, that is not on the agenda discussed, not the agenda that we're not going to talk about, that they'd like to talk about, bring up now? Let's go to that, because I think if everything is on here the way I've been explaining, the two or three items we have to discuss is pretty much it, unless there's something else that someone else wants to bring up that was not brought up. So I want to just, open it up. Does anybody have anything they want to comment or talk about that the few have not been discussed at this point? Everybody good to go? Okay. We've got section 701 that we need to talk about, which is a city manager. We can all pull that and just look to that, and then we can talk about it, and then we'll go ahead and bring it to a vote. So I'm going to open that up because you all, and I guess, started discussions on the side of the table. So
we did take action on the location, the residing within the city, and that was done as well. So that section is done. We're really talking about.
Yeah, these are my interpretations, not her ones. I put this together.
Right. So that last line where there's a strike through and then the city, that was what we voted and agreed on last time. We're really talking about this 5-4 change at the top, I think, is what we have left within this section to address.
Okay. Section 4?
Section 701, city manager, there's a bold. I'm looking at the old one or the new one?
I'm looking at the.
If you look at the new one, it's bolded 5 and then marked out, and 4 is next to it.
Okay, so we need to discuss that, we agree with that, or we've already voted on that?
Well, we did not vote on that, we tabled that one.
Okay.
Basically, there was only 4 people here, it's clear that was a top issue, and felt like it wasn't. I wasn't comfortable moving forward with it, neither was the group, without maybe larger presence.
Okay, so anybody want to open the discussion on that? Or do you want to take a vote now?
I'm just taking my note. I didn't want to vote for the first time, so I had to change my mind.
Okay. I agree. I do not want to change it to 4 votes.
Okay.
And the reason why I do not think we should change it to 4 votes is I think it is up to council. Just like all of us and all of our jobs have a job description, we have goals and we have objectives, and we are have a performance review on that. If council is providing that direct information, and they're going over goals, and they're setting objectives, and they're working on it as they go through, we shouldn't have any problems. And I also think that 4 votes is an easy thing to get, and I think the stability lies with the 5.
Any other discussion? Okay, do I have a motion to go ahead and vote on this? On the 4 or 5 votes, membership of the council.
I would do it. We move the 5 and replace the 4.
I'm sorry, Ken.
Replace the 5 with the 4.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, so moved in second to change the voting from 5 members of council to 4. Just going to have a roll call vote.
Valdez?
I'm for the change.
Lemon?
Change.
Yes?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Bay? 4. Denoria?
4.
Bay?
Yep.
Okay, so the measure passes and we're going to change it to 4, which was about 5 strip amount. Do we need to discuss part 4, or was that already taken care of? Consider change to 1, in fact, considerable companies need change.
If I may, I'd like to make a word more, make a brief comment. I made comments last time, but this is a major change in your charter. It changes, it essentially changes the form of government. You will no longer have a council manager form of government. And we just forget about those technical issues. There's, the great majority of cities in this country have the council manager form of government. Remember from your high school days, Tammany Hall, and the corruption in New York, and the corruption, quite frankly, ever since, for the last 50 years in Chicago. And council manager form of government was a reaction to that, to try to put more emphasis on qualifications rather than influence in campaigning and brother-in-laws or distant third cousins or what have you. And this is a central part of council manager form of government, because I'm not having no comment about any of the council members now. You'll have people in the future that will be looking at these kind of things, and then you'll have employees that are not doing well, and they know they're not doing well, or they're at odds with the rest of the team. They'll be going around the city manager lobbying the city council, and then you'll have, and I've been there, seen that, you'll have people lobbying the city council that they want to be this department. That's every comment I've got.
So.
I'm against this change.
This is the next step along the problem. The city manager has the council, must have council approved to appoint or remove department heads. Okay? So, Bonnie has expressed his opinion on that, and we appreciate that. You're against it, and your reasons are?
Very similar to Bonnie's argument, is that then, again, you've got people who council is influencing for positions, and things like that within the city. And I just think that if we're going to have a city manager, that person needs to be in charge. It's like the director of your department having to answer to 6 other people to manage all the people who are under him. It's too flat.
Your chain of command, and therefore your accountability is broken. You now have, opportunities for, breaking this chain of command and the accountability, because accountability flows down. Council, city managers, directors, and when you lose that, you lose the accountability. It becomes difficult to hold the director accountable, because there's now bureaucracy associated with holding them accountable for doing the job. And so that's my concern with it, is that.
Well,
They need to be held quickly and swiftly accountable for their actions, and you can put bureaucracies in place that prevent that, then, you know, I think we have to chop, we may have to chop them.
I don't necessarily think there's bureaucracy, but, you know, I work for a very big corporate, a very big commission in the Texas Workforce Commission, and they have directors. But those directors pretty much have autonomy, but they answer to the executive director. That's it.
Absolutely.
The commissioners have no, they're not, they don't have employees, except for the, and so there's the one, but it goes back and forth. Because it doesn't, you know, this guy, if he wants to fire someone, he has to have that guy's approval. The director doesn't have autonomy to fire or hire anyone. I mean, hire him, I guess, but to fire him, no. It has to be approved by the executive director, even though these, there's.
But the executive director doesn't have to go to the commission and ask for permission?
No, because the commission does not have any employees. The only employee that the commissioners have is the executive.
But that's the same scenario, right? We have a council who has to be responsible for the city manager, and that's the chain.
That's what you're saying.
And so it's the same scenario, and so, I mean, to me, that's the same scenario. You hold the city manager accountable, and he holds his directors accountable. And yes, if a director wants to fire somebody, they may have to get city manager approval to fire somebody. But if the city manager wants to fire somebody, there's nobody really. You're right. He doesn't technically, I mean, you know, I don't have that, you know, I mean, he kind of works with the city, so, but he's the top of the chain until you get to the council, so
he doesn't have a point for you all, just so you're clear. You don't need to change your charter or anything else, no. But civil, you've adopted civil service now. So the manager has no say about anybody that works under the.
By doing this, you offer the department head, because we're not talking about, I mean, we're an employee, we're not talking employee, we're talking department head, give the ability to have the checks and balances. I mean, basically, the city manager, and these are far, this is going to be a far-fetched example, but it nothing to say it couldn't happen, because we know there's corruption everywhere, right? So who's to say that the city manager does not, cannot, and would not come to one of the department heads and say, you need to do this. If you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. And the department head knows good well that that request is not a valid request or a request that's, shall we say, in direct line with the law. But he has no choice because
that's got all kinds of things available in the law. You've got whistleblowers.
That's an 800 phone number that they call up and say, hey, it's.
But it's not illegal. It's like gray, very, very gray, dark gray, and it's not illegal.
You've got an ethics argument if it's ethical or.
You know, if it's coercion, I mean.
Well, sure, when I was in Austin, I gave some orders to the assistant manager to get some things done, and I went back over to the law department, which is where I was happy, and then pulled back over to the city a year later as an assistant manager. And I get a complaint, I call this department head, and I say, look, I ordered this to be done a year ago. You get it done or you're fired. And it was something that absolutely had to be done, needed to be done.
But that wasn't something that as I'm not saying having people not where they're not doing their job, but when you're forcing them to do something that might be to the benefit of the city manager, is that what you're talking about?
It just offers the checks and balances to.
But there's a lot of opportunities for reporting these types of things that can then be investigated.
But what happens to the employee in the meantime? They're fired.
If they're retaliated again.
But it's not if they're retaliated. If they're asked to do something, they say no, it's insubordination, you're out.
If that's the case and it's inappropriate, then it's up to the city council to then say, this is inappropriate, city manager, you're fired. And then they can take action of whether they, you know, whether they should rehire or not. They can then work on that. But they would then have to. They would hold the city manager accountable for his actions.
But if this was in place, we wouldn't have to go through that, because before the city manager could make that decision, he'd have to address the council and say, hey, I got a problem with this guy.
Yeah, and the guy gets in a car accident, is drinking and driving, and you still can't fire the guy because you gotta wait 4 weeks for that city council manager meeting. And I mean, that's the kind of stuff where, you know, the city manager, you know, takes his accountability, and you know, if he's doing things that are inappropriate, then the council holds him for her responsible.
I understand. The city attorney, what's in the charter, it's like a statute. All I gotta do is know what's there, and it's really, I'm ambivalent about, you know. I've been involved in government all my entire life, and all my degrees are one or the other, master's degree, undergraduate degree, or et cetera there. I'm telling you, the biggest part problem you're gonna have with this is not those issues. It's the fact that you're gonna have in the future, I've been there, I've seen it happen. City council members want somebody hired that has nothing to do with quality, and that it will start happening. And then you're gonna have other people that should be, that every citizen thinks should be run off.
But conversely, it could be the same thing. City manager could hire someone just because maybe he likes him or she likes him, and not really have, it could be the same way back and forth. But there's no way to do it because
Then they hold the manager accountable.
But if the council, agrees or approves, it's the same thing.
If a city manager appoints somebody off to the department, my issue, quite frankly, some of the issues in that, I sort of was excluded from a lot of, although I worked directly with the city council, I was sort of excluded starting three and a half years ago from very much contact because the council knew it and apparently tolerated it. But the issue there, normally I've seen city councils, I've been in a lot of executive sessions on it, and why did you hire this brother? I've heard asked that question, and Mark Levent, it's like if a city manager is dumb enough to hire somebody that's not good, can't do the job, he or she is crippling themselves in the performance of their job duties. I feel strongly about this, but as far as my role in the city, it's not.
I was going to ask, when it comes to directors, the question in my mind is where does their authority actually lie? Like their moral and ethical authority, where does it come from? Would it not be the council?
I hope it starts with the person you hire. I've been there on staff before with people that, you know, Austin, the city manager just snapped his finger and I'm gone. And I've sat there and told them, you're wrong, don't do this. And not because they were being illegal or something, because I thought it was a mistake. But today, for example, if the city, anywhere in the state of Texas, city manager or any other public employee, subordinate, if they tell them to do something, it's unethical, immoral, illegal, and that employee says, you can't do that. And they make a report under your ethics arguments, for example, they're entitled to contact me directly. Once they do that, there's a period of 90 days. If any action is taken against them under the law, it's deemed to be in retaliation for that.
Sure, I understand that there are things set up to protect an employee, and I understand. But what I'm saying is, by throwing in these checks and balances, that employee never put in that position. He never put in the position to be if he refuses, the way it is now, if you don't change this, if he refuses, the city manager will say you're fired.
The opposite will happen. It's more likely that you get six or seven council members that the department head is going to be called on to do something by a council member.
No, they can do that.
Yes, they will. They will. I've been there. I've done this for 40 years. And they will. And they will call on them and want them to do something. And when they don't, then they will start.
Then if that's the case, then you just flip it, and it's the same thing with the city manager. City manager gonna call and want them to do something that they're not gonna want, it's the same thing.
I've already said that.
Alright, so, we've got to agree to disagree, I guess, so, if we're.
Cable, do you have anything to say on this?
I've been on both sides, and just because you have the experience with the past city manager, that the bitter taste of a lot of people's mouth. So, you know, it's gonna happen, both sides are right, and both sides are wrong, and there's no winners here. You know, whichever way you go.
Well, then.
There's bad apples, and you're gonna get them, you're gonna have corrupt councilmen, it happens, that's life.
And if we, I guess, the I'm correct in understanding what you had said earlier, Bonnie, is everything that we present here is gonna be presented to the council.
Sure.
You're all for it.
And then they will listen back, and everyone will listen back and say, well, you know what, this is not a good idea. This is a good idea. And so if it passes tonight, it may not pass later. If it doesn't pass tonight, it won't pass later, but it's gone.
That's exactly right. All you're doing is putting the ball in the court.
So.
I will be really honest with you guys, I would be standing in front of council as a citizen, speaking against maybe some of the things that were voted for. Someone's letting you guys know.
No, that's okay. That's your right as a citizen. And the council, like I said, all we're doing is we're presenting what we basically have been working on for the last few weeks. And they're gonna sit back and they're going to take what we've given them, and they're either going to accept it, cut it, change it, whatever. And they're going to, I mean, their jobs are here for the people. So if enough people sit back and say, I don't think this is a good idea, they may sit back and agree with that with the people and say, you're right, and we're not gonna do that. But all we're trying to do is get the stuff to them. So.
Okay, before we vote or anything, I wanna, you know, because I have listened to what you guys have said, and so, do you guys wanna say why, if you are voting for it, why?
My total belief on this is if it offers a check and balance, and gives the employee a little more of leeway, so to speak. And if he's placed in a corner, he does have an option, and the city manager will not be able to use the fact that he can fire him and put him in that corner, because he won't have that available to him. He'll have to go through council. Now, that doesn't say that the employee is going to get fired or not get fired. It just means that instead of one person making that decision, it's going to be seven, right? That one person plus the seven council members to make the decision. So my thoughts are that it just adds some checks and balances. So when we put it to vote, it's something to vote for.
So I agree with everything you said. The converse is we're assuming that the city manager is going to be asking for something that's inappropriate. In the case when he's asking something that's 100% completely appropriate, he no longer has the authority to do what he needs to do to get the job done. And so if we believe that the bulk of the things are going to be items that are problematic, immoral, whatever, then I would 100% support this. But if we believe that the bulk of these items, when he goes and tells his employees, I need you to do this, and they say, you know what, I'm not doing it, and you can go talk to city council, because you're going to get all of them to vote for this too. So that's the scenario that's going to happen more times than the scenario. And I think that if we are trying to put rules in place to sit, prevent all these little things, we're going to hinder the ability of the city manager to actually get what he needs to get done. Because more than likely, he's going to be asking him or she to do the right thing. And they may or may not, ultimately it's his line, right? If he asks them to do something, they do it, and if it works out badly, it's reflected on him. Okay, so we need to give him every ability or her, every ability to get things done that are appropriate, and if we prevent that, then we can no longer blame him when things don't work, no, right? Baby? You know, we can no longer go, city manager, you didn't do your job well, you're fired. Because now it's like, well, I asked him to do it, but he came to y'all, and y'all said no, and I mean,
Well, okay, let's, you're taking the stand that
It's not even one part, it's all over the, it's all good.
I'm not saying they're all like that.
But no, the open scenarios, when this vocal scenarios come through that way.
Right.
So the vocal scenarios come that way. Well, the city manager, if it's a directive that's going to affect how the city is being run, or if it's going to affect a project that the city needs to have done, the city manager just because the council meets twice a month doesn't mean that, say that they can't meet three times, or four times, or five times, for that. I mean, the city manager can go to the city council and say, hey, I got a problem, this is the problem, the employee is not receptive to it, I need to go ahead and call a meeting, you need to call a special meeting so we can get this thing resolved. But
if you want to say, we'll have a meeting.
And it'll get resolved, it will get resolved.
Maybe.
No. Sure, it'll get resolved.
I fear that this is reactionary to Matt's. A lot of these things, it's reactions to some bad things that happened in bad control and
From the council.
We're leaving the main reason here, the voter.
By doing this, if the voter cannot file an amendment, but they can vote council out.
And that's just what just happened, pretty well.
I mean, again, that's all part of the chain of command, right? We hold the council, responsible for our city.
That's the only
thing. City hold city managers.
That's the only thing we have by doing this. If the councilman blows it by being greedy or taking a kickback, you can vote him out. But if the manager does it, you have no control.
Sure. We say, city council, you're responsible for managing the manager. You didn't do it.
Listen, they're all corrupt.
Yeah, there's no lawsuits.
It's all part of the chain of command. We hold council responsible, they hold manager responsible.
In addition to that, I used to sit on the state city manager association ethics committee. We got complaints from people where the manager said, told me to do this and told me to do that. You get an ethics committee of the Texas City Manager Association slap your hand or they can't fire you, of course. Determine that you violated whatever. That follows that guy around or that woman around if they try to stay in the business forever. And limits.
I think with some of the stuff that we've seen living in Kyle for the last 5 years or so, maybe even longer, we had a pretty weak city council. They didn't take action, they didn't rein in. It was more like a social thing. And it kind of seems like not too bad, not any of them at all.
No.
And were not strong. They were not strong together, nor were they strong alone. And so now we have very strong, there's one's not quite as strong, but being friends with that at all, And now I don't know if the same thing played out today, I sure don't think it would happen.
Well, okay.
And so I don't want to be reactionary.
Okay,
But I'm not going to script the charter. By making this change, you're changing the whole form of government, and you are also making it more bureaucratic than it already is. But is that necessarily wrong or bad? Yes, it is necessarily wrong or bad. What?
You're not going to get the best candidates.
They keep saying that, but you know what? I don't think that's a viable reason to have something in your charters because you're not going to
do it. I don't disagree. I mean, I'm not saying, to me, that's not the important thing. To me, the important thing is accountability, accountability.
Yes.
And anything you do to make accountability blurry just goes to this.
Yes.
And that, to me, is unacceptable because, not having accountability and not holding people accountable, that's what we pay a city manager for, that's what we need to elect a city council for. And I think we should make sure we have the right people doing those functions, and we shouldn't try to, you know, get in their way. We should let them do their job and hold them accountable for it. And I believe accountability in me allowing any opportunity for people to shoulder it to somebody else causes problems.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Let me say this. Right here, we've got three, we've got seven people, six, that have both sides of this particular item, one side and one side. Now, if I'm understanding this, you correct me on all this.
And then correct me if I'm wrong.
You have a majority vote, it's on the council.
Hold on a second. If I'm understanding you correctly, once all this stuff is done, and once it's approved by council, if it's approved by council, then it goes to the voters. So instead of 70 who have sat back and put this on the ballot, or not put this on the ballot, 700 or 7,000 or 7 whatever, are going to make the decision. Whether it's a good decision or a bad decision.
Yeah, but we could do that for every line of this thing and say, well, you want it,
we're not
want
it.
But we're not going to do that, and so that's not really, I mean, that's not what we're here to do.
Right? We're not doing it for every line. We're doing it for certain items that we feel, that we as a committee feel.
And I agree, that's all right.
We as a committee feel this way, and if it, like I said, it's all we're doing is we're putting our stuff in there, it's going to ultimately depend on the vote. The council is going to do what they're going to do with it, and then the vote is going to make the final decision. And instead of seven of us, three or two or four, whatever which way it's going, it's going to be 700 for how many people come out to vote, and they're going to make that decision. We're not going by that. If we're going by line, then we have this whole charter to change, and we're not doing that. We're doing certain things that that the committee felt strong enough about to try to go ahead and make a change for. So that's my 2 cents. Someone wants to go ahead and make a motion to go on.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
How long is this form of government, how long has the precedent been set as far as a council manager form of government?
It really started becoming strong in the country in the early 1920s, 21 years ago.
We're talking 90 years of precedent.
Some cities don't do this, right?
But
some cities actually they elect a mayor who runs the city.
Right, that's not true. In Texas and across the country, Dallas is a council manager form of government. Houston and Pasadena are mayor forms of government, and they're about the only mayor forms of government big in Texas.
And I also
blurred the lines.
Yeah.
Despite local charters.
Richie,
I just wanted to ask about
the
payment terms. She was
elected the mayor and ran that city.
Okay. Well, general law city, you see, in Texas, you know, general law cities, most of them hire administrators and big size. And adopt the ordinances that set the authority of the administrator. But the mayor finally is, in the general law city, is the one that can override the council, unless they had an election to adopt the charter and city manager appointment. They can do that, and there's some of those ones. Birmingham was where they got the energy on the city. But it's basically going on 90 plus years. And Chicago, New York are good examples. The huge cities, except Dallas, and there's a bunch in California still. What Leanne would consider, for some reason, they had a bad experience about a year and a half, and they talked about. I work a lot closely with them, and I get to work with you guys. And I told them, yeah, they were thinking about switching to mayor, strong mayor. And I said, the problem is, you've got to be able to get somebody that's going to be a good mayor that can spend all the time to run the city and not have to work for a living kind of thing. But in the big cities, I think,
okay, do we want to do this to a vote?
Motion.
Mr. Lowe.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we do not proceed with amending the charter to require the council to approve or approve the appointment or removal of department heads.
Second.
Motion to not adopt this. Council does not have to have approval by, city manager does not have approval by the council.
How many negatives do we get there?
He threw the council away. Okay, so.
Well, it's always.
I said, okay, so we've got, it's been moved second. That's why I have a roll call vote.
Five minutes?
Against.
So that would be a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, Lemon?
Aye.
Tenorio?
No.
Faith?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Faith?
Yes.
So, we're not going to mess with that. It's been, people discussed too. How's that?
I think if you guys get your good city manager in here, you won't be disappointed. Well, I can't judge you.
If they're down in the universe, they're gonna be like.
That's okay. That's what we're here for. That's all. The Democratic way.
I've called a couple, two people around the state trying to get them to put their applications in. And I knew, you know, that's what you normally do. I know these guys and that got them personally.
You've heard of the recommendation.
Probably so far.
Okay, the, let's see here. So that was it with 7.1 and 7.4, right? Okay, so 8.10 taken care of. 3.9 taken care of.
Oh, 3.9 we didn't vote on, did we?
No, I thought we did.
309?
Yeah, well, you all agreed to prepare this. You all agreed on favor of those changes.
Okay, but we didn't vote.
We didn't vote, okay, so.
So what are we doing now? Oh, we voted on it. So we're gonna vote on it.
Yeah, they requested me to bring back this language here that you have.
Yeah.
About 250 or 350.
Okay, so. Just going ahead and just to make sure that everyone's right page, let's all read 3.9 to ourselves, and then we will see if we have a motion and a second to vote on this.
Is it implied then that this doesn't take effect until their next term? It's not specifically stated in here.
No, that's really, and it's subject to vagaries of state law, you know. The general rule in the courts, the way they've been in the last number of years, the general constitutional rule in the past has been if you vote for a raise, to give yourself a raise, you don't get that raise unless you're reelected to another term.
Okay, then we depend upon that?
My concern with that is, and I'm generally not in favor of adding stuff in here, but because this is going to go to voters, I mean, if I was a voter, read this and didn't know that that was a part of the law, I'm not sure I would vote for this, right? I mean, because.
Okay, well, we're going to.
I figure right now it's going to be if you get him.
Well, I agree. True. But I mean, like I said, if I was voting on this and didn't, you know, hadn't participated in this and didn't know, I'm not sure I would agree with this because I wouldn't know the background and all of the work.
And is there any other comments?
So what you were talking about, why is that the government code or is that the
constitution? Well, but I have to tell you, the courts have, when I was a young lawyer, you could follow what they call a precedent, you know, the Supreme Court decided the courts have gotten strange, more political, much more in the last number of years. I think that one is going to stick and stay there without question, because there's so many decisions around it. If you want to put us in the den, that's all.
Well, I mean, I'm game for, I understand, you know, if you don't want to put it in, I'm good, I'm going to.
I mean, we're talking about it,
open to discussion on that.
Well, I think, you know, like, indicate in here that it is, but I would reference so that people can actually see it. Can it be referenced, like, or just put it in, no? Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
I'd rather discuss
another item and come back to this one, and I'll try to craft the short sentence.
Okay. Is everyone thinking, I mean, I don't want to.
All right, let's do this. Is there a motion? Add a sentence. All right, I'm sorry.
My question last time was on the absent part. What is considered absent?
Oh, we'll make it with this.
If they don't show up.
If they show up.
Period.
And they're here 5 minutes and leave.
I think that should be to the council, to determine what that is.
Council.
Because it's their peers, and if they want to give leniency or not, instead of us dictating what that.
I know there's something that come up, but then should.
You're not overpaying me.
It's like, what if someone's over at Pisces drinking a few beers, or someone had to be gone because their mother's ill and had to, you know, take, I mean, there's a difference, you know, and some could be excused to not, and I think it should be up to the council.
Well, right now, if they miss one meeting, they don't get any.
Correct. They don't get half.
They get half.
That's what it's.
It's $100 right now, and they lose $50.
How long you been here, Ron?
About 20 years.
Has anybody sat back and come into council?
We didn't have 5 minutes from. They've got to have a real fight on their hands.
No, that's a million.
Has anybody ever come in and said, I've got to go, so they get their pay?
I wouldn't say they come in for 5 minutes.
How many?
Ten minutes is to answer that. I mean, you know, if you read through the minutes, you can see that, you know, when people that arrive late.
The reason I'm bringing up is, I think last discussion, with the last council meeting, they're talking about 4 meetings a month, not a week.
Yeah.
So.
They've already been to.
It's a test, isn't it? It's hard to work. It's not a hard to work.
You know, they said they were going to do it and see how.
Yeah, because they're here till midnight, and those people have to get up to work. Some get up to work. Some are unemployed. And some will get paid.
Regular meetings four times a week.
Yes.
We always call it special, I mean, for budget time and change over the city manager and everything else, you understand that.
That's not for us.
Okay, so, you're going to work on a sentence for us, and.
I thought we were going to undergo the, to make sure we want the sentence.
Not only a formal vote on it, as much as generally we agree that it should be in there or not, because I'm open for discussion.
Okay, well.
It's clear it's not required. I guess my question is, do we want to make it overly clear for the vote?
Okay, let's get a motion. We'll do it that way. Do I have a motion to add the sentence or not add the sentence, or?
I'll make a motion to add the sentence, but I'll take it back until the next term.
Okay, is there a second on that?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I'd have, Ron, you need to work on that sentence.
Lemons made that motion. Thank you.
Okay. Moving right along. Clarified power of human domain, we get, is everything clear on that? Okay, we're good to go there now. Section 3.5, city council judge of its members.
It's 305, 308, 407, are all related to the motion we actually had when we were prior meeting was not specifically related to the city manager, but that all votes would be 4-3. And I believe, I could be wrong, that these sections are in here and to show that if we intended to go forward with that, these are the other areas that would be impacted by the change of everything to.
Yeah, they should point out every single section in which majority is used.
Okay.
Okay, so...
That would have to be amended.
Yeah.
Because it says six in one section.
Yeah, and I don't think, you don't want to let count, you don't want a majority of council being able to remove a council member, from office. That's the people's decision.
Okay.
The charter right now says six members of the council. In other words, everybody but that one bad guy. They get voted out of office for...
Now, does that have anything to do with the settlement we passed on the city manager?
No.
So this is totally entirely different. We're just either going to go with the flow and say, what, we everything, or we're going to say, just the city manager, everything else is a...
Yeah, I think with the change on the city manager, I pointed out the only ones you've got there are... Everything in your charter requires a majority vote, simple majority vote, basically, very clearly, except council removing a member.
Okay. So that's the only one that's different.
Right.
Well, that we're just simple majority, which we're going...
If you look at 308 down there in the...
407, the emergency.
Well, yeah.
He's also in there.
In an emergency, I don't think anybody's going to vote against, but I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, that's the second exception.
But once you declare an emergency, then there's implications to how the city is run.
Yeah.
So if you lower the standard, there's a possibility you could...
This is very, it's only extremely rare that this would apply. If you put it on the agenda, it's on there 72 hours. This is under the Open Meetings Act. You can have an emergency meeting on 2 hours' notice.
Okay.
And a tornado, something blows up, or that, this is where that comes into play.
Okay, well, so is everybody clear on that? Are we all in agreement? Do we leave it like it is? It's basically some majority other than this.
Look at 308 down there, and it makes it real clear that italics language, that this applies to the whole charter. Unlike some, and I'm one of those that, watching over the years, I don't like to see a quorum show up at a meeting and bring votes as something, I've seen that arranged for.
So, are we okay then on this? Are we okay on not moving forward with it? Yeah, I mean, it would leave it like it is. I guess something we would decide on.
I'm in favor of that.
So what?
I had some reasons concerned when we voted on that, that I was concerned that we were voting on things that had even other impacts.
So we're talking about the deed. Do I have anything against that? So I would like to...
I see it. I said, can you give me a minute?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We're still waiting in the discussion mode, so to speak. So, I mean, it's either we leave it like it is, or we not talk about it. anybody have anything then? And want to do that like it is then? Would we go on and go on with that? And you talked about the man.
So we have two things left, the debt management and then this commissions.
So 3.15 and all the investments?
We're leaving as far as the board is concerned, the support rate is for the city manager and everything else is as is in the charter.
As is, and I think it's pretty clear what the.
Some of it's simple majority, some of it's.
Requires more based on, emergency.
Because it's not going to show, right? What's going to show is the one thing that we voted on to move forward, right, which is the city manager.
Okay.
You're not going to do it just.
So 305 and 308.
Since I've commented so much, if you change 407 to 4, it's not going to make a lot of difference.
Okay.
So we're only, you can do it.
So 305, 308, and 407.
We're okay. Everybody's happy with where they are. Okay. Now, the debt management, what did you want, what did we?
We basically stopped at the part of the room, so.
Okay, so we did discuss it.
There's no issues in that.
Discussed.
So Marty wrote, made it 14 for us?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just one shot. We can change it, folks, right?
This is what you wrote for us, right?
It's an example.
Does anybody have any concerns about what Bonnie has written for us for 8.14? You're okay. Snowy, how about you?
So, Mr. Chairman, I move we proceed with adding section 8.14 to the city charter. In reference to debt management policy as stated.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
I have unanimous.
Sometimes we can do that. Now, you said there was one.
I think this bottom one here, trying to remember.
And I only have one comment. I think we need to add committees. Because the parks committee, if we're talking about everybody, because the parks is now a committee.
Well, I'm sorry, are you talking about the debt management?
No,
sorry.
It's okay, 13, whatever 13 is.
Oh, okay, the term of board, okay, that's right. You want?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to say provide for board committees, boards, and commissions as deemed necessary by council. We need to add the word committee because we do have some committees as well.
I think why we were discussing this was because the boards and commissions directly fall underneath the charter, while committees don't necessarily, so they don't have to answer to the charter, whereas boards and commissions do.
Oh, okay, I think I forgot that, sorry. Right. Let's go back to that though. Under Gonzalez, they changed it to be the committee. The council changed it to be a committee, and the council approves everybody who's on that committee.
But because it's a committee, it's not, the charter is not a part of it.
But if you're in favor of this kind of thing, it serves your intent, but throw committees in there. Very few committees, the mayor appoints a lot of committees, and council does, because they're short term, most of them are short term. You got a standing committee, if y'all are in favor of this, throwing committee in there.
We're a committee. And the implication, if you put, remove all these things together, is that any individual cannot be on the same, right? That this is not any committee, this is about a committee.
Yeah, right? This one, primarily, the way this is done, council can name them anything it wants to. The charter names the planning commission.
Sure.
And that's, with the way it's set up, if you don't put committee in that.
Well, okay.
They can circumvent you every time if they want to, but just saying this is a committee.
That can be a standing committee.
You can have the power of God, but it's just a committee.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't have a problem adding committee, and I just want to make sure that, again, it's clear that it's, you know, it's not, you know, just because you got off of one, you can get on a different committee, you just can't be put back on the same committee.
Yeah, I think, bear with me a minute, let me double check it out. The day after your last meeting, and I'll look at it. Cannot be reappointed the same committee, board or committee.
Then I'll find a question.
Are we holding anybody's hand on that, though?
What do you mean? I mean, the issue's going to be, you know, do we have enough public interest in all of our committees to really do this, right? Or are we going to go to somebody that's on a committee now?
We know somebody.
Positive thing, go, sorry, you can't be on this anymore, and then there's nobody that, or no really qualified people to backfill that. And that would be my concern,
you're concerned by fully committing in there.
Yeah, now that I say that, because, well, and I'll tell you why. Because what happens if there's a standing,
Probably the library committee.
Yeah.
There's probably not a lot of people jumping to join that committee. Maybe there are, I don't know. But there's probably a lot of people on it that have been on it for more than two terms. And when those things come up again, they'd be asked to step down, and there may not be somebody.
I don't know that.
I see both sides of it, and I could be swayed either one way or the other. I don't have a strong case one way or the other. But because we just don't have tons of citizen participation, I have concerns about.
Yeah, and aren't the boards and commissions more autonomous, and they're making decisions to do blah, 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 blah? Whereas the committee is like, someone else votes on it.
It's like an advisory. I mean, even planning commission is a holding of ordinances, and council still has the final.
Technically, there's one issue. P&Z, and there's not, this is esoteric for you guys, P&Z theoretically has to approve a subdivision plan. Council cannot, don't have to act on them, but council, and then when I knew litigation was union before, where I told council, now if you want to send this back and direct planning commission to approve it, but you just don't override, you just don't override.
But there's certain things that P&Z does approve.
Most everything's advisory.
But not everything, yes. There are some things that never go to council if P&Z approves them. Not very many, but there are certain things that don't, if there weren't any variances or anything, that may not make the council, but most of the stuff, almost all of it does.
Everything that the council does with P&Z, except zoning. Everything P&Z does, council, by ordinance, could say that P&Z takes care of that.
Okay, I retract mine.
Okay, well, let's do it this way. Is there a motion to either add or not add the word committee to this, to section 4.3, right? Okay, well, a motion for that?
I think we'd only need to vote if we're going to change it, yeah?
Well, we're changing this.
We're changing, but we want to add the word committee to what we've changed. So I'm saying we want to add that, and we don't want to add that. Is there a motion to do that? Not to pass it. We want committee in there or not? Or do we want a motion just to move it as is?
I'll make a motion to move it as it is written currently, revised.
Yeah, the original revision.
Right, okay. The original revision that doesn't include committee, okay. Moving to second, all favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, you did the second.
Okay, and it's moved and approved, and I think that's it.
Mr. Chairman, want to go back to number 7309?
Yes.
And I've written this about three different ways, and it's part of that this is lawyer language, but this is what's statute.
It's a short sentence.
Well, as sorry as I can be. A member, and would put it, if you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line, after the period after the word council meeting,
right.
Before they,
okay.
Consider.
A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council. Now, the reason for that is worded in there, if you approve the charter, if the people vote for the charter raise, then they ought to get it.
Yes.
But if council votes for a raise, to give themselves a raise.
Can you repeat it, you mind?
Yes, sir.
Very slowly.
Yes.
And I had one a little short, actually ended up a little shorter now. Let me give you two options.
Okay, let's do the second.
A second one. A member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during that term, during the council member's term of office. That's the first one. It got worse.
This one seems more clear. I don't know.
What's the third one?
Only one, two.
Is it just two?
Yeah, really two, the other one.
Read the first one.
A member of the, and I have to, I can't say council member because the mayor's a member of council. A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
In the second one?
That one read a little clear, more clear with the other. A member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during the council member's term of office.
Okay, read one again. Is there a
member? A member of the council, I'll give this to you. You call me myself.
Okay.
A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
So that's telling me that I can't get an increase until.
If you're reelected, you can.
Okay.
You get elected and you prove an increase, you got to wait your whole term before you get the.
Okay, so everybody agree on that?
But I think I like the second one.
I shouldn't have said it.
Now, that one is a member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council during the council member's term of office.
So I like that one to seem more clear.
That was the first one. I thought the second one was going to be, by the time I take care of the mayor and everything else, the first one is 2 points.
Which one you're saying 2 points? The one's 2 points.
Yes.
The second one I gave you. We need to stop right there. If he's going to read it, we either agree with it or disagree with it. Start first.
The first one I gave, the second one I wrote, a member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
Everybody like that?
That's pretty clear, but, you know, and the other one is a member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by the council, comma, during the council member's term of office.
Finally, Sean, it's clearer in the first one that it's the current term of office.
Right.
And that's the reason I like the first one, because it's very clear that it's the current term of office.
The second one's more legally concise, legally explicit. The first one's, people have the same interpretation, but it's shorter and more succinct.
It's more of a layman.
I just like the first one, because it's very clear that it was the current term of office. I'm not the perfect person, so I could go with either one.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But I think it was the first one.
The first one is the current term of office. Does everybody agree on that one?
Sure. I agree.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody? Okay, all right. That's it. So you're going to.
A member of the council, let me make sure which one y'all just. A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
During the current term of office.
You're saying one is this and one is that, but you're reading a different one when we said number one, right?
There's not one that, I didn't read you one that had current term of office in it actually. The other one that I gave you, and I can hand you. A member of the council shall not receive a raise voted by council during the council member's term of office. It says basically.
Is that the one we want? Council term of office, or the other one, current term of office?
Is it the wording of current?
No, they need the one that has current.
Oh.
Read the other one then. Which one did you read to us first? Very.
The first one, this is the first one I read to you, which is longer than the one I was trying to write twice.
A member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council. That's more exact and clear.
Then that one you talked about, because it's term of office.
Swear to God, that's what current it is.
That's the one you said first that you liked.
Can you put current in there?
No, we don't know, no.
No, you won't know that? Okay, I won't current it.
We got during the council member's term of office, and that's what it's going to make.
Okay, so.
And push me over the edge, Ron. It's a very bad week.
I agree. Anyway, so we've got, everybody knows what we just agreed upon. Ron, do you know which one we agreed upon?
I will make sure. Y'all are getting ready to vote on it. Adding this, a member of the council shall not receive an increase during the term of office in which the increase is authorized by council.
All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye. Close. Done.
Now, y'all should go ahead with, you hadn't voted actually on the 250.
Sure.
And the 150, or 350, 250.
Let's get a motion and a second, please.
Did John do a motion on this?
Well, adding that sentence.
He said we need a motion, and Barney read it, that was the.
So I'm assuming.
Once you make a motion on the increase, we'll just automatically. Yeah, okay, all right.
So.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the section 3.09 compensation with the, as written in this form, as written in these, this document, revised document, adding Barney's recommended statement on the raise not taking effect until the next term of office.
Have a second.
Second.
The move is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
How fresh you?
Lord have mercy.
Okay, do we have anything else?
But we are asking, and sorry, I'm not going to make a motion on it, but when this comes up in front of council, I mean, I try to get in front of the brief minute, the, you know, the agendas, but I'm not, sometimes I fall behind. We can get a note for the community that, hey, we're going to be in council this whole period.
Does one, so Barney, are you going to put on the agenda? How does that work?
Yeah.
I'm going to contact the mayor tomorrow, and let her know that we have finished. And I have handed the document to Barney, and it's in Barney's hot little hands, and it's going to be between her and him to do what needs to be done.
I'll get an article done next week. What is your next current regular council meeting?
Next Tuesday.
But you're going to have, be having special meetings every week now, aren't you?
Well, not till October, they said.
Okay, all right.
Yes, when I get them ready, when do I get to the budget stuff? So it gets me 6 days.
Whatever I need to sign, you know.
Yes.
If you check the mayor, I'm obligated to take a 3-day vacation.
You go take your vacation.
I'm going to call the names tomorrow.
Okay.
And get her, get you a business on this.
Okay.
And I suspect it's, I might be able to get it and email it out to you guys. When you don't hurt it. I've got to be in council meeting in Woodbury, Texas on Tuesday night. Maybe on Tuesday. 6 week schedule there. They're not going to have another regular meeting, another meeting this month, this, other than Tuesday night. You've got my cell phone number, don't you?
I'll let her. She knows you're going on vacation. She knows you're going on vacation.
Oh, no.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Okay, well, I'll let her know that you're going to be out of pocket for it, but it's been done, and she'll get the touch.
Yeah, but this is what we need to know.
We have to get the meeting set up with the council.
Because if it's not next week, which is subject, it'll be the 31st. That would be exactly 62 days.
Well, we only have the first and third.
Oh, that's
we're going to have a special meeting.
And here's the other thing, just so you guys are aware, it is my understanding that potentially there may not be a second,
fourth Tuesday may not be a P&amp;Z meeting, because we don't have anything on the agenda, so possibly.
Well, they don't have it on Thursday night, Wednesday night, or...
You know, the thing is that if it's proposed to them, do they have to vote on it that day in order to get the 62, or can it be amended during that 62 days?
No.
It can't be, it has to be set.
Yeah, I've got a simple copy.
Yeah.
Folks, this shows you a little bit how, we've got to get all these notices, and the election notices, and the ordinance translated into Spanish.
Yes. And the DOJ docs.
So I'm getting that 60-day filing with DOJ.
That has to be done, everything has to be done by the 31st of August, in order to get the 60 days before election day.
Well, Ron, maybe you need to have a conversation with Lucy and say, we're done.
With
Lucy.
Yes.
And say, we're done, but say, we're going to leave it to you guys if you want to push this forward.
I don't know that...
We can leave it up to council.
Your job is completed, we do.
I will contact your mom, I'm going to tell her, based on the information you have from Barney, and based on the calendar that we looked at, what we've given to you needs to be done by the 31st, or we get on the ballot.
The chance of what Barney can get done with DOJ and the notices, and when they want to have another meeting.
Well, but she'll have to determine that, because she'll know that she has those 31st, and she's going to have to call a special meeting.
We just don't have time to get it done on Tuesday next.
Well, it has to be done by tomorrow.
Yeah.
So otherwise, Ken doesn't make the agenda, you know, I can't make the agenda.
I got to add too much, I need to get election judges from you and stuff.
She thought you guys have...
Does council, is there a requirement to have one public hearing, or do they have multiple public hearings on this?
There's not a requirement for them to have a public hearing on it. It's important that they do, because...
So they have one that, you know, that more than meets whatever...
That's not a notice period.
Well, we may not.
You didn't notice?
Seventeen.
For public hearing?
The only way to do it, and do it for November, is the council's going to have to have a special...
Right, that's what I just, you want to listen to me?
I know.
That's all right, Barney. But I do appreciate you grabbing much during this meeting.
Second.
On paper.
Aye.
Approved. Thank you very much for all your time and your effort. Thank you, Barney.
Appreciate you all, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, appreciate it. Hey, Gail. So young today, did you pretty good? We got some good, and Gail, what's up, exactly?
She's doing better. She was a little out of it last week, I couldn't get out of bed on this. She's doing better, and I'm going to call my aunt tonight to get another update. She's a little belligerent with us.
Help me get done.
Oh, gosh, it's hard to get her. Yes.
We took our grandma to the lawn, and we were just like, you know, they were...